That was his honest confession. He was ready to take responsibility. David's confession, after he confesses to God, he hears God speaking to him. And you look back at verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. So being forgiven is not just about being given a clean slate. It's about being given a new direction. And David had to take responsibility for going and learning and practicing and being accountable to a new way of life. So the good news, folks, it's this. Confession is not simply about recounting our failures and listing our sins. Rather, it is living into and trusting the amazing grace of a God who is known throughout Scripture and in every transformed life as an outrageous forgiver and friend of sinners, and an extreme makeover expert from the inside out for all who have the courage to confess and throw themselves on his mercy. Let's pray together. As we go into prayer, I'd just like us to have a moment here, just opening up to God. If there's anything that has been hidden, maybe for too long, or anything you want to open up before the Lord, just do that in this moment. We'll just spend a few moments in silence together. Lord, give us the courage today to be able to come clean with you, to acknowledge our sin before you without fear, knowing that you are the great friend of sinners, knowing that your grace is enough, knowing that as we do this, you will forge in us healing and purpose and maybe even a new direction. Allow us to come clean before you. And thank you, Lord, that when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins every time, every day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God who forgives us, and the God who reconciles us, and the God who heals us, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Thank you.